sex with my miniature stallion.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Suck a little dick, fuck a little crack.
I feel it in my fucking cunt. My cunt is fucking hurting.
Shit it out, whore. Shit it out.
Bang, yang, 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 yang. I like to suck on him orally.
You clamp down on that goddamn dick, and you bite it.
A mouth full of sperm, and a rectum full of sperm.
Such a sweet rectum.
Yes, yes!
Sexy time.
This is the fun thing.
Crystal meth loses nothing but oh.
It's only a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch,
bitch. Nice, sweet turd. Nice.
Yes, hey freaks, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of DV. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program, brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. Plus, it's an extended show, so Sideshow Freaks will get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Before we get into that, a couple pieces of business. First things first, I've heard through the grapevine that our very own Raymond 14, who is now, I think, Raymond 20. I think he changed his YouTube channel. There's a new revolution, or Raymond-lution. It is Raymond 20. But he is toying with the idea of starting a podcast. I guarantee you every single episode will start the same way. Okay. Now, you know I love the little freak, and I encourage him to start a podcast. As a matter of fact, if he would like his podcast hosted at distortedview.com and available on the main feed here, I would totally be down for that, right? I think Raymond's podcast should be the first expansion program on this very powerful network of internet entertainment. How great would that be? You know, I've been toying with the idea for a while now of expanding and having multiple shows hosted, you know, along with, you know, programs by me, you know, some of my friends host shows and maybe listeners who have ideas for podcasts. But I definitely think the very first show on this network should be hosted by Raymond. Incomprehensible babble. Even if Raymond declines my offer to be part of the powerful Distorted View Network, which would be a mistake because I've got a large built-in audience who already knows Raymond 14. Thousands and thousands of people. Boom. You know, you start a podcast and boom, you have thousands and thousands of listeners. It's an amazing deal for him. And then also, I'm sure we could bring over some of his fans too, you know, that don't know about Distorted View. But even if he doesn't want to be part of the Distorted View family, I think I can give him some pointers. I've been doing this for a long enough time now. I think I know what people like and, you know, how a show should be set up. Now, let's take, for instance, the issue of length, not girth, length. Some shows are longer than others. You know, podcasts can go on for a couple hours at a time. And I feel if we do not wrangle Raymond 14 in, he'd be off and running and, you know, you'd be downloading a 14-hour show. And you know, 13 and a half of those hours are going to be silence because he takes a very long time to get to a point. Okay. So I feel we need to make sure that his show is very short. That way, also, it will eliminate the possibility or the likelihood of burnout. I think 5 or 10 minutes is fine for a Raymond 14 podcast at first, you know. And then you can always expand it. Look, Distorted View started off at, you know, when I was doing the Tell Me show. 5 minutes. That was it. I think the first shows were even shorter than that. And over the years, I just keep expanding. And now we're usually crossing the 30-minute mark. So, you know, maybe we should let Raymond 14 know that I am out there as a resource. Feel free to use me and pick my brain. And if he would like to join the Distorted View family, I would welcome him with open arms. So, Raymond 14, I look forward to your podcast. The second thing I wanted to mention, I haven't talked about Alexander Kornswald in a very long time because he is extremely irrelevant. And I don't think we ever really figured out if he was real. I mean, his views are so out there. He's a crazy Christian and he hates Distorted View. Obviously, but it's comical at this point. Like, it's hard to believe that someone like this actually exists, and I know people out there do, but I just couldn't believe it, right? So I don't know if Alexander Kornswald is real. Apparently, though, if he is real, he ain't doing so well. Just further proves my point that I always win. I win! I always win! I won the battle. Alexander Kornswald is apparently hospitalized, which is very sad news. This is coming from Peter Kornswald, his supposed brother. In a blog post on peterkornswald.blogspot.com, he writes, "My brother, Alexander Kornswald, was struck by a hit-and-run driver on Tuesday, February 21st, 2012. He is currently in a coma. I and the rest of the family are attempting to remove him from the hospital, in quotations, the ambulance took him to, so he can receive competent care in accordance with biblical teachings." Again, it's hard to believe this is real, but there are people who are like this. "In the hours before the attack, he was complaining about threats of a slap lawsuit to silence his investigations into a medical practice he suspected of malfeasance. He was also complaining about a homosexual at an advertising company that was stalking him, going so far as to ask if they could use Kornswald.com as a reference, despite Alexander's criticism of the homosexuals and his methods." I don't know what any of that means. Family is nuts. "Both these circumstances are suspicious, to say the least, and we're investigating any and all possible connections to the hit-and-run attack. This is in addition to the numerous death threats Alexander has received from atheists, Muslims, Catholics, and New Age adherents over the years. Anyone with information on who attacked my brother and why, please contact me at peterkornswald@gmail.com. Apparently, he's a Reverend Peter Kornswald. All right, so there you go. More insanity from the Kornswald clan. And with that, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a stupid bit where I try to find outrageous, bizarre, disgusting, weird, or just poorly written sex stories. There's a lot of them online. I try to find the worst of the worst for you. Let's get into it right now. I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
The sea was unbelievably warm. I'm supposed to be a woman here, not a tranny. Just, you know, if there was any confusion. "Having lived in Western Washington State all of her life, full of icy ocean currents, straight from Alaska. Even colder places, she felt like she was in a hot tub." All right. "Her long hair trailed out behind her, waving like some exotic seagrass with the gentle currents of the tide pools. Somehow, she had the entire beach to herself that morning. Perfect." Sounds like someone's gonna get fucked by some fish. I'm sorry, I should have prefaced that with spoiler alert. Maybe some seagulls will fly on by and shit in her pussy hole or something. All right, so let's continue on here with this stupid story. I can already tell where this is going, right? Uh-oh. All right, "the tropical waters worked their magic on the woman, who felt them teasing and lapping at her as she sat on the edge of a large pool. She stared out to sea, feeling the tiny waves hit her even through the fabric of her bikini, and sighed as she accepted the invitation, slipping deeper into the pool. Her lower body was now immersed completely in the nearly 85-degree waters. As if in a dream, she took off the bottom of her suit and slowly sat down on a rock covered with fine seaweed, feeling the tiny stems brush her exposed opening." I think that means her pussy. "With the water's movement. The sea was caressing her sex." Yeah, I was right. "And she responded in turn. This large pool was open to the ocean, and as the tide slowly continued to come towards her, she spread her legs wide open to better feel the warm waters and seaweed massage her thighs, clitoris, and pussy lips. but she wasn't alone. Other creatures shared the tide pools with her. It startled her at first when an eel darted beneath her leg. This is written by a Japanese guy. And into the grass she was sitting on. But the warm waters called her back and she relaxed, again spreading her legs wide open. I mean, I'm sorry. After you see a fucking eel heading towards your cunt, I would call it a day. Breathing a little harder, she... I'm sorry about that. Someone's whistling at me. She used her fingers to spread apart her tunnel lips. What? Ew, that doesn't sound good at all. I never heard it referred to as tunnel lips. All right, whatever. She spread apart her tunnel lips as well, a wild fantasy creeping into and taking over her mind. It took a few minutes, but the eel reappeared from under her leg. It looked around with its tiny eyes, found a new hiding place, and swam up to investigate. Ooh, this smells too bad. Never mind. It was certainly dark and protected enough, but was it big enough? The woman gasped with pleasure as the slimy creature decided to find out. It slipped inside her several inches, then wriggled furiously as it forced itself the rest of the way into the moaning woman's cunt. Reading these Sextastic Tuesday stories is just like reading poetry, isn't it? All right, where are we at here? Oh, yes. The eel has found its way into the moaning woman's cunt. She came almost instantly, feeling the eel struggle to turn its fat body around against her spasming pussy muscles. Its head emerged about an inch so that she could see the living animal that was inside of her, and the image caused her to orgasm a second time. The squeezing was too much for the eel, however, and it decided to find another home, wriggling its way back out for a grand finale to the woman's climax. She threw her head back and panted for a few moments, then looked again into the pool in front of her open legs. She saw a school of small fish and starfish and some other life in the pool with her. She shrugged and held her tingling flesh open to what the sea would bring once again. After a few minutes of nothing but the caresses of warm water against her inner lips, she began to feel a bit silly that she expected anything else to enter her. Then the small shark appeared. You've got to be shitting me. A shark is going to swim its way into her pussy. Welcome to Sextastic Tuesday. Before she could react, the small school that had been nibbling at the plants on the rock around her panicked at the sight of the 12-inch shark. Oh, okay. So the school of fish is going to enter her cunt. The smaller fish were only about 1 inch long, a perfect meal for the shark, and their only instinct at that moment was to find a place to hide, and quickly. The door held open before them. The school forced its way inside the dark, inviting tunnel. She closed her eyes, feeling 5, then 10, then 20 little fish throwing themselves into her pussy. Are we all in agreement here that the story is fucking ridiculous? Okay, just want to make sure we're in agreement there. The slim fish wriggled one by one past the tight ring of muscle at her opening to where her cunt stretched freely further within, enabling the whole school to invade her pulsating vagina. Again, she orgasmed, her pussy muscles straining to contract against the mass of moving fish within. It's a pussy aquarium. She had heard about a dog's knot swelling inside a bitch's cunt to lock them together and wondered if this is what it felt like to be swollen with animal flesh. After a few minutes, she realized that they might not be able to get back out. So she started gently pulling them out of herself one by one. The shark, now gone, they went to the other side of the pool and only swam away when the last of the school had thrashed its way out of her tunnel. Satisfied, she leaned back and closed her eyes, enjoying the warm tropical sun. Oh, but the sea was not finished with her. The sea was angry that day, my friends. A starfish slowly crept across her clit, massaging her to another small climax, and did a rather large conch. She marveled at the 8-inch shell as its owner explored her, its rasping mouth parts tasting her rosebud as she squirmed with delight, its muscular foot grasping her hairy lips. Noting the tide would go out soon, and also noting that her toes were becoming distinctly wrinkled, she sighed and took one last look at the pool of wonders. She almost didn't feel the gentle, tentative suckling touch at her lips. Looking down, expecting to see another conch, she saw only a small brown tentacle caressing her. The octopus wasn't a large one, but it was large enough that she was worried about what might happen. Oh, I think we know what's going to happen. She knew that they love to hide in small, dark spaces. I don't really know if her pussy's that small. I mean, it did accommodate a school of fish. Being easily trapped in some areas with baited flower pots and the like, and recognized that this was one definitely interested in her small, dark space. She quietly moaned as more and more of the strong, suckered tentacles explored her, first suckling at her inner lips, then carefully extending into her cunt. She marveled that such a large creature would even consider her tunnel, but then remembered that the gelatinous creatures had little or no bone structure, enabling them to conform to almost any shape. She spread herself open wide and waited. The octopus seemed to understand her invitation and slowly forced its rubbery body into the panting woman's fuck tunnel. The eel and fish were nothing compared to this wild lover. Once it had crammed her pussy full of writhing flesh, several of its tentacles came back out to stimulate her clit. It's like the octopus knows what it's doing. She let go, threw her head back, and closed her eyes, feeling the creature forced up against the very back of her pussy in an amazing, filling way, its tentacles suckling and caressing her clitoris and ass, and its whole body moving and shifting inside her. She came again and again, feeling the fleshy body respond to her muscular contractions by pushing strongly back and squirming even more. She slipped all the way into the water and then drowned. The end. Floating on her back as her lover brought her to orgasm again and again. There you go. That is your Sextastic Tuesday. Under the sea. Under the sea. For Tuesday, March 13th, 2012, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. Pay attention. This is an amazing deal. 50% off just about any item. That's half off one item. Pick something you like. Click checkout, enter promo code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. You'll automatically see your savings. Again, that's 50% off. Plus, you're going to get free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs they're going to throw in, and a mystery gift. Again, all free using coupon code FREAK at checkout. That's 50% off just about any item at adamandeve.com. They've got all sorts of adult shit. We're talking dongs and butt plugs and vibrators and clit stimulators and pussy pumps, penis pumps. Lingerie, lube, boobies, blah, blah, blah. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, while I am plugging some shit here, let me just remind you, if you're not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. You have no excuse not to. It's an incredible value, very inexpensive, $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free, by the way. It is Distorted View's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this since December 2004. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, try to do video casts occasionally as well. Last week, there were 2 exclusive shows. I did a weekend program. Thursday's show was exclusive. And Tuesday's program was an extended one, just like today's, as a matter of fact. Sign up right now so you'll get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus show today. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this is a weird one from China. 2 young girls have reportedly committed suicide. Have you ever noticed when girls do stupid shit, it's always in twos? Like those girls who got run over by a train because they decided to sunbathe on tracks? Two. 2 young girls have reportedly committed suicide in an attempt to travel back in time. Stupid whores. You don't need to commit suicide. What you need is a fucking flux capacitor. According to a report by state-owned China Daily, the suicides may have been inspired by a television series about traveling back into the Qing dynasty. According to the newspaper, the other girl feared telling her parents that she lost a remote control to the garage door. So she wanted to go back in time to before she lost. That's the stupidest reason to go back in time ever. I gotta go back in time and find that remote control I lost. Stupid Asian girls. That would make a great, if they ever remake Back to the Future, they should totally introduce that storyline. The craziest thing I ever heard. That's so funny. They should also dig up Huey Lewis and let him do the soundtrack again. He's not dead, but his career is. The power of love is a curious thing. Make one man weep, make another man sing. Change a hawk to a little white dove. More than a feeling, that's the power of love. Tough as a diamond, rich like cream. Stronger and harder than a bad girl's dream. Make a bad one good. Make a wrong one right. Power of love, keep you home at night. You don't need money. Don't take fame. Don't need no credit card to ride this train. Strong and it's sudden, and it's cruel sometimes, but it might just save your life. That's the power of love. Enough. I'm not going to do the whole thing. I'm so very bad at singing. It's embarrassing. Like, sometimes I'm really, sometimes I'm just screaming these songs to be funny, but other times I've tried to really sing. I'm not good at it. Both girls drowned themselves in a pond near their home. A newspaper in Southeast China conducted an informal survey of elementary school students, finding that 14 or 16 children believe that time travel was possible. Yeah, but time travel via suicide? Doesn't make sense. It did not say whether it asked the students if they believed death was the only method through which they could travel in time. There you go. Second story we have. Cuckoo. Second story we have for you today. This, I guess, is a story from Vice, and I don't know what Vice is. Can someone tell me? Is it a magazine? A newspaper? I don't know. Just a website? Apparently, a pub manager in central London said a few weeks ago he was standing behind the bar when a gentleman came up to him looking rather concerned. He said, "Listen, mate, this is going to sound totally insane, but I've just gone for a piss in the urinal, and I could have sworn I saw an eyeball looking up from the hole." "I'm sorry," he said. "Not just an eyeball, but like an eyebrow as well. And the eye was looking around." So the guy apparently was convinced to have a look, to put his mind at ease. They both went to the bathroom to check on the two adjoining rooms. As they went through the first door, they discovered that the place is pretty much flooded with urine. The pub manager says, "This is a little strange. This shouldn't be like that." Then things got stranger when they got to the door to the second back room, which is a fire exit and should be unlocked, but wasn't. The bar manager got his keys out to unlock the door, and as he begins to do so, a frantic scuffle begins behind the door. As he attempts to push it open, the handle is ripped out of his hand, and a dude comes running out of the room soaked head to toe in piss. He pushes both the manager and the customer, who are too shocked to react, really, out of the way, and the guy was screaming, "I didn't do anything!" "You're covered in piss, dude. That's a little incriminating." By the time they regain their sense of reality, the guy has made his escape, leaving them to assess the scene he's left in his wake. Basically, the plumbing for the urinal had been carefully removed and put to one side, leaving a hole in the masonry big enough for a head and shoulders to squeeze in. This guy was a piss freak. Tissue paper had been laid on the exposed brickwork to provide a comfortable headrest for what seemed to be a lengthy session of being pissed on by men in secret in a toilet belonging to pretty much the biggest pub chain in Britain. Oh, and there was also a snorkel involved. What? The police are called in. Forensics scour the scene, but no fingerprints can be found because of, the huge amount of piss everywhere. Next time, you whip out your cock in a urinal, just make sure that no one is looking out at you. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me on!
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Yeah, this one's a short one. A 38-year-old man accused of yanking on his member, that's in quotes, by a neighbor got arrested after police also said he didn't follow orders to remove his hands from his pockets as officers spoke with him. He continued to masturbate. This guy has a real problem. I thought I was bad. The 51-year-old neighbor told police on March 6th that he was in the backyard of his home when he saw a man with dark pants and a white shirt yanking on his member. He said he looked again and the yanking continued. The 51-year-old neighbor said he screamed at the man who went into his home. I asked the neighbor if he was disturbed by the male yanking. He stated yes, he was disturbed by the male due to his children and wife possibly seeing the male. I guess that's what the police investigator said there. Investigator spoke to a man in the 500 block of Southwest Feldman Avenue who matched the description given by the 51-year-old neighbor. That man denied being on his back porch, saying he was inside and that the witness was lying. As police investigated, the man kept putting his hands in his pant pockets. Again, that's incriminating. If cops are questioning you about, you know, you possibly masturbating in public, why would you then start playing with your dick in front of the cops? This guy has a real problem. I advised the male twice to keep his hands out of his pocket, the report states. Another officer gave similar instructions. The male stated, I can do whatever I want. It's true, it's a free country, and placed his hands back into his pockets. The report didn't specify what, if anything, the man accomplished with his hands in his pockets. Yes, he, I don't know if completion was achieved. He declined to identify himself, but police later determined his name was Salem Adili. Adili, 38, was arrested on misdemeanor charges, including obstruction without violence and disorderly conduct. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell on y'all. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Jim, this is Wooby from Rhode Island.
Hi, Wooby.
And I was listening to your show about the freak out about Second Life.
Yeah.
And it inspired me to talk to all of the tone deaf Sean haters. Okay?
Okay.
This goes out to them. You backstabbing, slimy fucking cunts. Leave tone deaf Sean alone. Even Tim likes him. So fuck off, you fucking fuckers. Fuck you.
I find many callers more annoying than tone deaf Sean.
Hey, Tim, Dick Opener here from Calgary, Alberta.
Hi, Dick
Opener. I left you a message before, but I sort of babbled on and on. And hopefully you're not playing that one, you're playing this one instead. You were asking recently about the Clone a Willy kit from Adam and Eve.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I bought one, actually. I bought two because my wife's a whore.
Oh. One in her pussy, one in her ass?
It's quite the process to do. Because first, you have to get a boner, right? And then you have to mix all this shit together and make the plaster. And then once the plaster is made, you have like 30 seconds to stick your dick in there, making sure it's still hard. So, I mean,
that would not be a problem
for me. It's difficult because you got to focus on mixing this shit at the right temperature, no less, and then maintain a boner. It's almost impossible. And then you have to keep that boner for, like, I don't know, 5 minutes, something like that, while this plaster.
Well, you've got two clone dicks. Why not send me one? I'd like to start a collection. You guys have seen my videos, right? I've got that wall where I've got Freakopoly and some pictures of me and stuff. I'd love to start putting penises up on that ledge.
Around your cock. It hardens pretty quickly. Because I ended up buying two because the first...
Is there a clone of pussy kit? Because I wouldn't mind getting some of those, too.
Fucked up and I took too long and I couldn't even stick my dick in it. It was like hitting a plaster wall.
Oh.
But anyways, the second time I managed to do it.
Good job.
But yeah, then you pull your dick out, let it dry overnight, and then you pour in this mix of, I don't know what the hell it was, like silicone or something like that, and let that sit for like a day or two or something like that. Well, I did it a while ago. It's been a while. And of course, I use coupon code FREAK because I'm a
Sideshow
member.
Yeah, that's one of the things you can get at adamandeve.com. You could use that coupon code to clone your penis.
Hey, Tim, it is Sir Roivus, and I am back and listening to the show, so...
Well, what the hell happened to you? Where did you go?
All things are considered, I do have some catching up to do. But you asked, how can you lose 30 pounds very quick but not have to, you know, give up eating all the fantastic horribleness that you like to eat? My solution? chop off your leg. You'll be 30 pounds.
Oh, shut up. It's not a good solution.
Hey, Tim, what's up? It's the window licker. Hey, just want to say, why does Chris Chan keep calling into the show? Seriously. The guy talking about my magic and bling bling, that guy keeps calling in. He sounds just like that Chris Chan.
I don't know who. I don't remember that call.
Hey, do beer goggles work on yourself? You ever look in the mirror and you're buzzed and you're like, hey, I'm a good looking individual.
No, that never happens to me. I never make that mistake.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow Listener Juffles here, and I actually edited the Wikipedia page for Ashtabula, Ohio, to say that you were from there, and a couple of hours later, it was gone. Yeah, apparently the good people at Wikipedia don't think that you should belong in Ashtabula, Ohio.
Well, I think we should all edit that stupid Ashtabula page to make a few references to Tim Henson and the power that I wield. I like that phrase. I used it yesterday when I was calling that stupid bitch.
You're good, Tim.
All right, well, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm kind of upset about that. I feel like, I mean, really, who the fuck has come out of Ashtabula? No one, aside from me. Media darling Tim Henson. I'm bigger than anyone. So, yeah, let's edit that fucking stupid Wikipedia page.
Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Am I making you hot?
This is obviously a
are
soundboard.
Are you stroking your cock? Can I chew lightly on your wang? Can I put my finger in your ass? What size penis do you have? Are you thick like a can of soup? What do you want to do to me? Would you like to smoke a little weed?
We gotta take a shit real bad. Oh, we should get this broad hooked up with the Prune Brothers lady.
Pull out.
Could you imagine the stink, the smell of elderly?
Your testicles. Take your hands.
Musty claptrap.
And grab your scrotum. You sound so youthful and ready to fight.
Oh, thank you.
Young hot cocks turn me on.
Okay, all right, very good. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, it's
not again. Homosexuals.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Use that coupon code FREAK at checkout if you're not Sideshow Freak. Sign up right now because I've got 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. This one's for the freaks.
Gotta poo.
Shabada, ba-ba-da.
A number two.
Shabada, wee-doo.
Looks like some stew.
Shabada, ba-ba-da.
We're gonna crab our stash on you.